KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today with a chance of isolated afternoon showers, a high of 88, currently 68 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In the news, authorities say a Western Iowa man has died after his aircraft crashed near the Blair Airport in eastern Nebraska. The crash occurred around 3:30 p.m. Saturday. Blair police say the aircraft went down as it was taking off. Authorities say the 59-year-old pilot lived in Glenwood, Iowa. His name has not yet been released, and he was alone in the aircraft. Federal investigators have been called in. A fire late Saturday morning in Cumberland has heavily damaged a welding business that was closed for the day. According to reports, the fire happened at Dan's Welding at 215 Main Street in Cumberland at around 11 a.m. It was called in by a neighbor. Cumberland and Messina Fire responded to the scene. Officials said the flames were under control in about 20 minutes, but the building was a total loss along with some ag equipment parked outside the structure. The cause of the blaze was under investigation. A handful of area school districts have meetings set for tonight for their school boards. The CAM school board will hold an exempt session from 6:15 to 6:30 at the High School Media Center for negotiations. And that'll be followed by their regular meeting at 6:30, during which they will discuss and or act on several matters, including an update on the elementary school building addition, a four-year-old preschool for the 2017-18 school year, approval of a contract agreement with the CAM Education Association, approval of salaries for classified staff, Schedule B contracts, and movement on the pay scale. They're also expected to consider bus bids, adopting a board policy for meal charges, and approve a list of graduating seniors. The Exira EHK School Board meets this evening at 7 o'clock in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. Some of the items on their agenda include discussion and or action on approving 2017-18 fees, approving the graduating class for 2017, a bid to update lights in the Elkhorn Building, approval of personnel hires, transfers, and or resignations, action on contract recommendations, approval of an architectural firm to move the next steps on the facility assessment, and approving a sharing agreement. The Audubon School Board meets at 7 o'clock in their boardroom at the high school. During that session, they'll act on the first reading of a policy pertaining to meal charges, discuss and or act on approving a budget amendment for fiscal year 2017, and act on approving a sanitation bid, among other matters. The Audubon School Board will take a brief break from their regular agenda to hold a closed session with regard to strategy pertaining to negotiations with employees not covered by collective bargaining, and that'll be followed by a return to open session and possible action on salary increases for employees who are not covered by collective bargaining. The Griswold School Board will also hold its regular monthly meeting that begins at 5:30 this evening in the central office boardroom. On their agenda is an update from KPE Architects with regard to the district's educational facilities and the second reading of 502 series board policies. Other action items include approval of a budget amendment, approval of contract renewals for certified staff, non-certified coach and sponsors, administration, quasi-administration, and support staff. Also, the Griswold School Board will set the contract issue and return dates, approve the Western Iowa college contracts, and the establishment of convenience fees for online deposits, nutrition prices, registration, technology, and activity pass fees for 2017 and 18. The Griswold School Board will also act on fuel and tech support bid specifications, along with the first reading of numerous board 400 and 500 series policies, and there will be an 8th grade Leadership Academy presentation along with a TLC update and presentation. Elsewhere in state news, more than 60 students from across Iowa took top honors at the National History Day in Iowa contest held this past week, earning a trip to the NHD National Finals of the University of Maryland to compete for scholarships and prizes. Among the students was Mia Kawamitsu of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, who won for senior individual documentary, A Ray of Hope, Isabel Sullivan of Clarinda Community School, a senior performance individual for Audrey Hepburn, taking the stand with UNICEF, and Anna Bays, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, a senior individual website with Wakasui, I guess that would be. The National History Day is a year-long academic enrichment program that challenges students to research, develop, and present papers, exhibits, documentaries, websites, and performances about historical issues, ideas, people, and events related to an annual theme. And this year's theme is Taking a Stand in History. This year's 66 national qualifiers included students from 21 different schools, which was a new record, plus two homeschool students from Spencer. The Sioux City Community School District has paid $160,000 to a woman who was injured when a school bus rear-ended her vehicle in 2013. The school board approved the settlement last week with Jennifer Fitzpatrick. In exchange, her lawsuit was dismissed. The settlement is covered by the district's insurance carrier. Each side will pay its own legal costs. Fitzpatrick filed her suit against the district and bus driver Marsha Tucker in January of 2015, seeking damages for past and future medical expenses. Fitzpatrick was injured on April 4th of 2013 when she was driving south on Floyd Boulevard and her Toyota Camry was rear-ended by a school bus driven by Tucker. In the funeral announcements, Pat Bailey, age 75 of Cumberland, died Thursday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Pat Bailey will be today at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, Reno, south of Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. William Beatty, age 90 of Atlantic, died last Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for William Beatty will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Schwinderman, age 92 of Omaha and formerly of Harlan, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial for Mary Schwinderman will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard A. Anderson, age 88 of Exira and formerly of Brayton, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Richard A. Anderson will be today at 2 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery west of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Larry Lee Madden, age 82 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Graveside services for Larry Lee Madden will be today at 3 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Darlene Hazel Q, age 83 of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Darlene Q will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Evelyn Duskin, age 95 of Atlantic, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Evelyn Duskin will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Anderson, age 75 of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Richard Anderson will be held on Tuesday at 1:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. James Sporleader, age 81 of Elkhorn, died Saturday. Funeral services for James Sporleader will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.